In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is one of those passages that we get in Scripture that's a little confusing, right? It seems to be sort of piecemeal together, first of all. We have the first part of it that talks about Jesus having his face set towards Jerusalem. We have James and John wanting to rain fire and brimstone down on this group of people who weren't ready to receive Jesus. And then we have these people coming up to Jesus and saying they want to follow them, but Jesus kind of saying these kind of harsh things to him, like, hey, if you want to go back and bury your parent, your father, you don't really want to follow me. And if you want to go back and say goodbye to people before you leave to follow me, you're not really fit for the kingdom of God. All of that stuff just seems like, wow, what the heck is going on here, right? And it seems like Jesus, especially in the end, at first he's being really compassionate, not wanting those two, James and John, hotheads, to rain down fire and brimstone on these people who aren't being welcoming to Jesus. And then he's telling these other two people, forget your family. If you can't even take time, you know, doesn't he want them to take time to bury somebody? And doesn't he want to take time to say goodbye? Like, what the hell? Let's focus on the last part first, right? So much of Scripture, we can say, is it true or is there truth in the story, right? Is the story really literally true? Or is there some greater truth we're supposed to get out of that? And most of us, for the most part, are not literalists when it comes to Scripture. But every now and then we read something and we get really hung up on it. We start to think, why would Jesus say that? And then we either just completely dismiss it because we can't get our heads around it, or we think that it had to be a bad translation, or we just ignore it. We can't somehow get to that point that maybe Jesus said it, or maybe he didn't quite say that, and there's a greater truth in what was written there, right? So maybe there's something in this truth, right? Maybe there's something Jesus is saying about not taking time to bury somebody, letting the dead bury their dead, and not being taking time to look back, right? Maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe Jesus wasn't really being harsh, literally harsh, but maybe there's some truth to uncover there. One of Doug's favorite little sayings is, shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? How many times in our lives do we say that, oh, I should have done that, oh, I could have done that, or I ought to have done that, or why did I do that? We spend a lot of time in those places, right? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I take the time to do that? How much time do we spend in the past thinking about things that have either already happened that we could do nothing about, right? Not change it. Jesus is talking about us facing the future, right? Looking ahead, not spending time in the past, not looking back at things that we have absolutely no control over any longer, but facing what's right before us, moving forward, going with what is before us and what we have control over, the here and now, right? He's saying, look ahead, go forward. Never mind the past. Go forward. You can't change what's already happened. Step forward. Keep going. That's where it is. And he's also saying, we don't have all the time in the world. You don't have time to worry about the things that you think you have time to go back and take care of. Because we always think we have all the time in the world, but we don't, right? We never really know how much time we have. And we can't keep putting things off. We can't keep saying, well, tomorrow I'll get to that. Tomorrow I'll take care of that. Or next year. Or when I retire and I have more time. Right? Or when I do this. Or when this happens, I'll get to it. I'll start reading the Bible when I have more time. I'll start volunteering and doing something at church when I have more time. Or I'll start that mission project when I have more time. Or somewhere down the road, I'll do this.
Jesus is saying it's urgent. It's now. Now is when we have to start bringing about the kingdom of God. Now is when I need you to be the disciples that I need you to be. Now is when you need to start making changes in your life that help bring about God's kingdom. Now is when I need you to start reaching out and caring about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now is when I need you to start offering your gifts to change the world. Not next week, not next year, not next month. Now, because we don't know how much time we have, and it is urgent. It is urgent. Time goes by quickly, and woulda, shoulda, coulda isn't going to make it happen. Jesus wasn't being harsh about family relationships. Jesus was being harsh about the realities of life. And about how important it is to do what needs to be done to bring about God's kingdom now. There are people that can't wait till tomorrow for food and water and roofs on their heads and health care and all those things that we need to be compassionate and caring and loving about. There are people that can't wait for justice for tomorrow and next year and next week. Now, now, now. Life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be swift to love, and make haste to be kind.